Okay, this one is kind of not fair. I don't like it. When you have a dream, I understand that's not a sin because you really can't control your dreams, I suspect.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we feel probably right before we wake up that maybe we have some control in our dreams.
Yeah.
But really, our
we
dreams.
We don't, do we?
No.
So if you have a sinful dream, do you need to go to confession? Is that it?
You know, it's funny. I think actually Augustine actually felt guilty about some of his dreams, but no, because they're not conscious volitional acts, and therefore it can't be sinful what you do in your dreams.
And if they pop up in your head occasionally, why is God allowing that? I want God to take those. You know, when you have a horrible dream, I don't want to remember it again.
I'm with Marlene.
Yeah. It's a lot of things I don't want to remember, actually. Part of the way God designed our intellectual capacities. And I think it can be something, again, when it comes back to you, to say a short prayer, short aspiration, and to try to. So where we can have some control, I think we do have some control over our conscious mental life. We have quite a bit, and we can choose, you know, to look at a holy image. We can choose to begin to think of something, one of the mysteries of our faith. So.
What about reading scripture just before you go to bed? So your imagination is being fed by God's word.
I think prayer before bed is very good. I mean, some people will sprinkle holy water on their bed before they go to bed. There's an old traditional practice of three Hail Marys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good. Consecrate the night to God too. And I'm not saying that's going to take away all bad dreams. But
well, Marlene,
okay,
you still there, Marlene?
Yes.
I wanted to just tweak it a little bit before we move on. Great question, by the way, Father. What if you're someone who has, let's say, willfully filled his skull with all kinds of bad images, and he's got this cache, okay? And he's not really sorry because they're delightful to him, and these images begin to show up in his dreams. Maybe that's part of why St. Augustine felt guilty. I don't know. But could there be some responsibility for the stuff you've downloaded mentally in the first place?
When we carelessly fill our minds again, there's a lot of movies that aren't necessarily pornographic, but that we probably shouldn't be watching.
Mm-hmm.
There's conversations, we should probably excuse ourselves from. And we're responsible for that sort of recklessness in what we put into, just like we would be with our physical health if we smoke two packs a day and all these things. So there's certainly responsibility there. But I'm just talking about, you have a lot of people who have already repented of those things too.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, that's stored in their hard drives, and so it still can come back to haunt them.
Marlene, appreciate your call. Hope that was a help.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.